Welcome to Wisdom Secrets for Personal Happiness and Success. It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and I am delighted, believe me, happy to be bringing you this Law of Attraction podcast. And today is a little different. We're going to talk a little bit more about the mystical. And when I say we're talking more about the mystical, I'm sharing with you some wisdom secrets that I believe are essential for personal happiness and success. These secrets I have culled out of all the ancient teachings. And, you know, we could go through days and days and days talking about the ancient teachings, but I thought I would share these nine pinnacle secrets for personal success and happiness. And if you apply them, I promise you, your life will get better. I mean, much better. You will simply be a happier individual all the way around. So the first one in our journey to personal success and happiness and joy is persistence. Something happens to a human being when they decide, I'm going to do this. Nothing's going to stop me. I will not give up. You know, I just have this picture of Colonel Sanders sleeping in his Cadillac in the back seat because he can't afford a hotel room, going from town to town, city to city, to find restaurants that want to try his special recipe. All he has is a recipe and an idea, and everybody is telling him it isn't going to work. As a matter of fact, I had the privilege of meeting a lady who was very good friends with Colonel Sanders. And she said, you know, things were so bad at one time that he would have to sneak in at nighttime and meet with his restaurants. This is in Asheville, North Carolina. Because he had so many creditors and people looking for him, wanted to serve him papers and all kinds of stuff. This is a man that had extraordinary persistence. And whether you like his chicken or not, whether you like what his company has become since it has been sold to PepsiCo, he built something very, very special. He built a chicken empire, and he did it with two things, a great recipe and persistence. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to become persistent about getting that loved one back into your life? Are you ready to? Matter of fact, when I start interviewing people for miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, oftentimes they call me because they've lost somebody that's special to them. They had a breakup. They had a falling out. Things went bad. And my first question now is, are you going to be persistent enough, long enough, to win that person's heart back into your life? Do you love them so much that you're willing to put skin in the game and pay the price? And the same is true with building a business or your career. Yeah, you know, I've seen people passed over several times. And I think they attract it. And I can teach you how to unattract it. But first and foremost, the first wisdom secret here for personal happiness and success is persistence. Next, look inside yourself. Everybody wants to look out there. They're doing this. This is what I saw on TV. I read this in a Google article. I saw this from a skywriter. You know, I read this in my tarot cards. Stop looking outside yourself. You are your own greatest guru. You are your own greatest shaman. There is no better shaman in the world than you, for you. So you don't need somebody out there dancing with feathers in their hair, shaking a rattle for you, when you can shake your own rattle. Look inside yourself. Who am I? What am I? Where am I going? What am I doing? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Number three, real wisdom comes from doing something, even if you fail. Real wisdom comes from doing it. It doesn't come from talking about it. You know, are you one of those people that keep saying, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. And one of these days I got to get around to doing this and I need to start doing this and I want to try doing this. That doesn't do a damn thing for you. You have no skin in the game. Real wisdom comes from doing something, even if you fail. It's okay to fail. Give yourself permission, because there really is no such thing as failure in the universe. There's just information. And you can take that information, make modifications, and do it again. Do it better. You're going to learn so much when you take action. You're just going to learn a lot about yourself when you take action. Number four, recognize your ego from your true self. I am not one of those people that believe that you need to beat up the ego with a sledgehammer. I think the ego serves a purpose. It helps you function in the world. But you need to recognize the difference between your ego wanting something and you craving something on a core spiritual soul level. When it's your song, you know, I like to think of our true will or our calling or our mission and purpose in life as a song that we have to sing. No matter what, we've got to sing it. We've got to get it out. That's our song. That's your true self. And everything else, yeah, that's your ego. Okay? So recognize the difference between the two. We'll be right back after this important message, but I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. I want to talk to you about a miracle in your life. I want to talk to you about love so strong that nothing can separate it. I want to talk to you about happiness so strong that you just feel like you've gone to heaven. I want to talk to you about a career that is skyrocketing. I want to talk to you about starting that business and building it bigger, better, stronger than ever before. I want to talk to you about your success. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching right now at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Look, it put some skin in the game. That's not a whole lot of skin. You're getting it for free. So fill out the form, write us a letter, take action on your life, and let's get moving. Okay, now we'll be right back. Thanks.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
Your next important point is compassion. I oftentimes wonder how to describe compassionate. You know, but you know a compassionate soul when you meet one. There is so much happiness that comes into your life from learning to be compassionate. Be the compassionate individual that you know that you are. Open your heart to helping others, to paying it forward, because that brings more positive, higher vibrational energy into your life. And everybody wins. The person you help, you win. The person that helps you, it's a win-win situation. Compassion. It's essential. It's important. It's critical. Number 6 is patience. I have had people that have wanted a miracle and within 3 days received $25,000. Within a few days received their loved one back into their life. Within a few days received a phone call for a job offer that they never expected. They didn't even put in an application. I have seen miracles happen in 2-3 days from the time they started miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. But on the other hand, I have also seen people that have to wait a week, a month, a little bit longer. You've got to develop a sense of patience. Patience is critical. Be patient. Focus on patience. Live a patient life. And be patient enough to give other people the opportunity to make mistakes, to not live up to your expectations. Just love them. Be compassionate and be patient. Next, detach from outcome. This is so important. You know, you've got to put out your law of attraction intention. Put it out there and then detach from it. Just let it happen. Do your affirmations and then detach from them. Let them happen. Focus. Focus on your intention and then cutting away from it. Detachment. Number 8, recognize you have no enemies. The only enemy you have, if you want to call it an enemy, are your own fears and doubts. So if you have what you believe to be enemies, give them up. Make them friends or neutral at very best. No enemies. Let's go through life without enemies, okay? Doesn't that sound fun? Doesn't that sound enjoyable? Not to have family enemies or enemies that you don't, oh, I don't talk to that person anymore. You know, that's BS. Be open. Be loving. Be kind. And number 9, in everything you do, whether it's doing a podcast or writing a book or building a business or painting a house or whatever it is, seek happiness. Even when you're looking for a job, you know, looking for a career advancement, get happy about the process, not just about the outcome. Get excited about the process. Enjoy it all. This is your life. Be happy. Okay, we're out of time. Thanks so much for listening. I want to thank you for passing this program on your Facebook, sharing it on your Facebook page, sharing it on Twitter. That really means a lot to us because we reach so many more people, and it gives us a chance to get our message out there in a positive way. We're here Monday through Friday in the trenches with you, doing it with you, sharing this positive information. So please pay it forward, share it with your friends as well. Thank you. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.